Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Well, some remarkable happenings going on in politics every day. I mean, anybody who could predict what has happened and what will happen has a crystal ball in front of them, I will tell you. It's truly amazing. On the Democrat side, the increasing pressure on Hillary Clinton with the release of materials that were, I don't know how to define them, super classified, beyond top secret. I could say why she isn't in prison, I don't know. But why she isn't in prison, I do know. Barack Obama, Justice Department, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, even though it hasn't come to them. And I'll try a prediction after saying that nobody could predict it. And I've said this, I think, every day this week. I think the FBI has absolutely no conclusion other than to come to the fact that she can be indicted. I don't know whether she could continue to run if she's indicted, and never underestimate the stupidity of the American people by still voting for her. But I think that will be overturned. Loretta Lynch won't press. I would be absolutely in shock if Loretta Lynch, if she gets the indictment, would proceed. Meanwhile, General Petraeus, who committed an egregious act, but just pales in comparison to what Hillary did, is perhaps could be demoted to a three-star general. His whole career has been ruined. His reputation's been ruined. But this witch, this mafia head in office, and we're going to talk about that on Friday, because joining us for an extended interview will be none other than Obama's America, Dinesh D'Souza. The movie, two movie documentaries that I both saw and were riveting and objective. He will be here with his book on Stealing America, talking about the mafia-like operation of the Clintons and the Obamas and how it just spelled disaster for him. So that's that is Friday morning, and I hope you'll stay tuned. So I don't know if there's panic yet in the Democrat Party, and I assume there is behind the scenes, just like there is in the Republican Party, putting candidates forth that don't have the approval of either the American people or the establishment. And take a look at Bernie Sanders as of this very day we speak. This isn't a mistake. Bernie Sanders leads Hillary Clinton in an overall comprehensive poll in New Hampshire by 27 percentage points. In case you didn't hear me, I didn't think I got it right. It's 27 percentage points, and the race is tightening in Iowa. If Bernie Sanders wins Iowa, if Bernie Sanders wins New Hampshire, and even though he's down in the national polls, and in these revealings, these revelations of accusations regarding email against Hillary Clinton, which, honestly, there are a lot of experts out there who are saying that this is much more serious than the Snowden tape releases. He didn't have access to the high secret information she did, and it could jeopardize a lot of lives internationally. And she knew it because there were forms to be signed prior to that that she signed. And yet nothing up until now has hurt the Clintons. Now we see the release of the movie 13, which I haven't seen, but it's supposed to be a very impressive documentary. It's even labeled as impressive by many on the left, but they describe it as a great fictional movie. The audacity of the repulsiveness of them to even do that when you've got brave people over there from the United States government who have talked many times about the fact that they got stand down orders and Hillary denies it. That Hillary lied to the parents about the cause of what happened in Benghazi, that the emails keep coming in. And if that's not enough, keep coming out. And if that's not enough, the supposed accusations of Bill Clinton, and let it be fair game, because he is a sexual predator. And it does matter. If a Republican president, you can be sure the left-wing nuts and moonbats would say, oh, this is serious. But because they are what they are, they'll say it doesn't matter. Now there could be accusations coming out, not from a handful of women abused by Bill Clinton, but hundreds and maybe even, as I mentioned yesterday, at least 1,000. Now, all you have to do is calculate the math. I mean, it sounds like, wow, 1,000 women? Well, think about all his single years and his married years. That's, you know, it's not a high number. I mean, it's a high number, yeah, but it's nothing that surprises me, and it's nothing that's news to me. So the campaign is in the middle of a lot of concern, and who will be the one to jump in? I still say John Kerry is sitting there licking his chops. And God help us. God help us if John Kerry's president. Or if he's, if he's in the race. And then there's, of course, Joe Biden, and I've mentioned others. And Bernie Sanders, whom people don't dislike. I don't dislike Bernie Sanders either. Because he's an ideologue who truly believes that the communist way, that the socialist way is the way for this country to go. And I think all of the young people who are going to be voting, you know, just don't have any comprehension of this. Oh, my school tuition will be paid. I'll get money from the government. It smacks, doesn't it, of old China and Russia? And yet it's real, but these young people aren't educated enough in many cases to understand it. And there's such a wave of euphoria. In some ways, it parallels what's happening on the right, because people are fed up and angry. They're angry with Washington. They're angry with the lies. They're angry with the incorrigible behavior by Hillary Clinton and others. This is reactionary. But, you know, you can make a mistake being reactionary by, as we did with Muammar Gaddafi, Mubarak, throwing Sadat, throwing people out of office who are, in more ways than not, our friends, even though they were dictators. And look what you've got in there now. Look what you've got in Libya. Look what's happening in Syria. This is the danger confronting us. So those people out there who are saying, and there are a lot of them, I really dislike Trump and I really dislike Cruz. Can you really bring yourself to say that they don't like this country? And the answer is flat out no, they love this country. Hillary Clinton, John Kerry hate this country. Barack Obama hates this country, but he'll be gone if we can last till the end of his presidency. And I'm glad to see there was a Supreme Court ruling to overturn the executive orders here regarding Fast and Furious, and information will have to come out publicly. Normally, I'd say, wow, the smoking gun. But in the case of the Democrats, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So if there were even a homicide reported on the part of Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, a homicide, I'm not trying to be humorous here. I think they would cover it up by saying it was justifiable homicide and no action will be taken. That's how far left, that's how far progressive this country has been taken and will continue to be taken, either under a communist regime of Bernie Sanders or something that I have to sit and think, could it be worse? But it may be worse in terms of what Hillary has already done with a Hillary Clinton presidency. So what are the Republicans doing? What do they have to be doing to win this election? Because they are becoming absolutely famous and synonymous with being the party of self-destruction and idiocy when it comes to having every single opportunity on the table, not only for the presidency, but for congressional action. And they've caved on everything. Now, there's talk that if this does not work out, you may even get a Republican in. You may get a conservative who conservative from the establishment, like a Marco Rubio or a Kasich, who just may end up leaving and running and is an independent. And that would fracture the whole process, would fracture the Republican Party, which I hope will be resurrected if someone like Ted Cruz wins. I'll get more into that after a break. This is Stu Taylor.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
844-0522.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
Back with the heated discussion, although rather calm here this morning, about the Republican and the Democrat race. And I think I've sufficiently covered Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton here this morning. Of course, we'll keep you posted with updates. As we turn to the Republican Party, we see two major endorsements. One, Donald Trump being endorsed by Sarah Palin. I love Sarah Palin's message. You know, I've never been high on her as a messenger, and you know, I think there's a justifiable reason why Fox let her go as a contributor. I like her. She's made the most of her life. Her family, her sordid family issues with her kids is something that I don't think is relevant to the conversation, so I'm not going to go there. She just happened to have a bad day yesterday before coming out and endorsing Trump, as her 21-year-old son, what's his name, Track, arrested for under the abuse of alcohol and physical abuse of his girlfriend. And our family's got too many problems, but that's none of that is my problem. None of that is your problem. And the question is why? I mean, there are some real enigmas. Why is Ann Coulter a diehard conservative supporting Donald Trump and not Ted Cruz? Why is Sarah Palin a diehard conservative not supporting Ted Trump, supporting Donald Trump, excuse me, and not Ted Cruz? When Ted Cruz is really the evangelical, I got a kick out of the interview, and this isn't a criticism. I said I just got a kick out of it, and asking Trump whether he's a churchgoer, and he's got his Bible, and he gets the facts wrong, and he goes at least twice a year, and he asks his family to go, and that's his personal business. I mean, come on. Just because you go to church, Obama doesn't go to church unless he has to, and I don't know whether he has a prayer rug in his home. chuckle. But Glenn Beck supporting Ted Cruz, and you know, Glenn Beck has gone off a little bit on the Daffy end recently over a lot of things, but it's understandable for his support of Ted Cruz. I think with Sarah Palin, it's a different story. I think this is, you know, I got this for you, and you got this for me. This is before Iowa. Trump is going to win. He's going to win New Hampshire going away. And it was moving up in that poll. John Kasich, by the way, I think he's moved into second place in a lot of polls. I thought he was dead meat. But, you know, he's doing the old ground game. He's working the people one on one. Trump doesn't have to do that. I mean, Trump is the ultimate marketeer. I mean, he puts all these other people to shame. On a scale of 1 to 100, he's at 100. The rest of them are all under 5. They don't know. They don't know what to do, how to combat Trump. They just don't know, and they can't believe it that in many ways they're being introduced into the real world. This is how, you know, this is, whether you like it or not, a lot of this is how the real world works. And Sarah Palin, I'm just guessing, as a number of other people are guessing, that she maybe the angling, she doesn't need the money. She's a multimillionaire now from, thanks to that daffy John McCain. I think she's angling for a position. See, as vice president, the presidential nominee loses. She doesn't make it. Donald Trump says, you know, she didn't ask for anything. Well, come on. Will you? You can read between the lines. She probably wants a place in the administration, and Trump has virtually said she'd have one. So she wants to transcend from politics to the entertainment, maybe back into politics. Well, Donald Trump, who's been in entertainment, has now made the transition to politics. And maybe Sarah Palin's looking to host The Apprentice. I don't know. I'm a big fan of her ideology. I think she's limited in scope, but Barack Obama has proved that you don't need to know anything to be president. You can just be, it begins with A and ends with E. Yeah, seven-letter word. Although I don't really categorize Sarah Palin as that. So Cruz has been taking his lumps all week, and now where are we? We're still Trump Cruz. My suspicion is Marco Rubio will be angling himself for 4 years down the road. You know, he's a bright talent. Whether you like him or not, he may sort out these difficulties of his ambiguities and his contradictions on issues like illegal immigration. And there's just no way to refute the fact that he hardly ever showed up in Congress to vote, like Barack Obama. But, you know, Barack Obama was black. He had the support, and guilt is preventing just about anyone from criticizing him. I'll criticize him, and it has nothing to do with his color. I don't care about his color. You want Alan West to run for president? I vote for Alan West. Come on. Come on. So the race is on. And if these two candidates, in a sense, two anti-establishment candidates, although Cruz has been a member of the Washington, not the Washington cartel, but, you know, the congressional gang. He's been in there. Trump hasn't. There's now talk that one of these candidates could just veer off and start a campaign as an independent. Now, I don't know whether Michael Bloomberg will come as an independent from the left. I hope not. I don't like Michael Bloomberg, but he, nobody else can win. It's not going to happen. It will just draw votes. The question is, where does it draw votes from? You remember William Simon, you remember Ralph Nader, you remember Ross Perot. Where did they draw their votes from? This time it would be very interesting, and it may be just a little early for an analysis on that, except to say, you know, Trump does one thing that's truly extraordinary. Every single day he makes headlines. He captures the press. He can intimidate them. You know, I'm not coming on your network anymore. And then all of a sudden they're coming with apologies. I mean, CNN, you know, you draw double-digit millions of people for ratings and advertising, and Fox, too. And guess what? Guess what? That counts. That's the thing I like about Trump. He doesn't need any of it. He can tell everyone to you know what. I mean, with his money and his power, and his influence, everybody else, in a way, is looking to ascend to the next level. So, and you notice Trump doesn't often get into real specifics. He's gotten better at campaigning, but, you know, it's too much like Hollywood. You know, you listen, there's no depth, there's no scope. You know, a lot of great actors out there who have the IQ of under 70, like Sean Penn, and I could name a whole bunch of others, just about all of them liberals, amazingly enough. Progressives, let me change. I don't like to call them liberals because I had a lot of respect for liberals. But, you know, that whole bunch out there make me sick. And America, they listen, Kardashian, you know, Kim Kardashian is new. She's up there. And then you've got Kanye West, who's going to run for president. But Trump wants to be, oh, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's just absurd. I'm glad I got cut off there, because that would have started me off on a real jag to talk about it. We're going to talk about the economy. Joining us now from Blue Prairie Group, coming up after a break, is Gary Silverman.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
Thank you for Dana Perino with Fox News, and for those kind words, and probably going to see Dana Perino on Friday night. I will be at Fox News Channel in New York, and as we do every third week of the month, and it's such incredibly valuable information for people who are looking for knowledge. We all need that knowledge, and I'm sure today's a tense day for a lot of people, so you're going to get some good advice. The group is the Blue Prairie Group, Chicago-based fee-only investment advisory firm. Who provides, this is important, unbiased and objective financial consulting throughout the country in different areas of wealth management. But I can have you go to blueprairiegroup.com. There's some nice updates on the website, which looks great. And joining us, as he has in the past, is Gary Silverman, the chief investment officer and co-founder of Blue Prairie Group. And we're going to talk about kind of a tough subject here today. It's the economy. But, Gary, welcome. Such a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you, Stu. It's always my pleasure to be with you.
Was there anything you'd like me to add that I didn't include in the introduction before we get to the tough news today?
No, I think you did a great job. I'd mentioned that Blue Prairie Group does specialize in both wealth management for individuals as well as retirement plans for corporations and other institutions. That's an important part of who we are and what we do, and speaks a lot to how we do business, because we are fiduciaries in everything that we do, both on the ERISA side as well as on the wealth management side.
Well, let's have you delve into an area where everybody has a prediction, yet it's impossible to track. It's just like the political scene. It's really difficult to track where we're going and what's happening, because there are problems in our internal structure, our infrastructure of our financial system, and you'll cover that. Then there are international market problems, which in many are out of our control. You know, the de-escalation of the value of crude oil and how it's affecting the market. We're looking at triple. I hate when we get into triple digits. I get really, really nervous. It's showing the volatility, and at the end of the day, we're not able to sustain any of the rallies. I see the futures were fluctuating down as low as 300 and some odd points this morning, and the market will probably open up 250, 300 points down. What's your assessment of the current market volatility, and what's your advice for investors, long window, short window? I mean, it's uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable.
It's definitely an uncomfortable time to, I was going to say to be an investor, but everyone, even through the 401ks or whatever, has a lot of skin in this game. What I'm going to try to not do today, Stu, is become one of the people throwing fuel on the fire of panic that's out there. To listen to a lot of the talking heads or to read the headlines, you'd think the markets were down substantially more than they are. They're down, and it's painful. I acknowledge that. But we're not in a complete rout. If you have a diversified portfolio, which you should have, you know, a moderate portfolio, down about 5%. More aggressive portfolios are down more than that. But we're not dealing with, you know, 20, 30% declines across the board, which would be bear market territory, which we've been through, you know, many times before in this country, and we've always come out of them. But we're not even there yet. There's a lot of hype and hysteria that is running ahead of where the market volatility is. So I'm going to try not to add fuel to that, while I still acknowledge that, yeah, the markets are very volatile and the slide is real, impacting people's portfolios. And where it's going to go from here, no one knows for sure. it's probably headed down a little bit further, but we're not as concerned about the long-term health of the U.S. markets. This is a pullback, a correction. Those are normal. Those are healthy. We haven't had one in quite some time, and that was actually a little bit concerning. So having a pullback, it clears out some of the investors on the fringe that aren't in there for the long term. It helps reallocate capital appropriately. So if you're a long-term investor, this is an opportunity more to be reestablishing positions in equity that you might have missed during the run-up. And we'll talk more about where those opportunities are and kind of why we think that. But the main message here is we don't believe that it's time for all-out panic. While we do acknowledge there is concern out there and it could go lower than it is now, we just don't think the bottom is completely falling out.
Right, 10% is a correction. Two consecutive months of non-growth at 20% is the fall off is technically defined as a recession. But someone else's recession can be your depression. It depends where your money is allocated. And I'd like to jump really right to that now, and then I'd like to get back to the economy, what's going on, interest rates, the Fed, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I would like people listening immediately who are saying, have them tell me what to do right now. Where are the opportunities? So I'd like to jump ahead to that and what people should do to address their portfolio.
Sure. That's the question everybody kind of wants to know. What should I do right now? And the answer is first reassess your goals. Understand where you are, how much risk you need to be taking in your portfolio, how much risk you should be taking in the portfolio, because what's right for one person isn't necessarily right for another, and you really need to think about what is you're trying to do and accomplish in the marketplace, what goals are trying to be met, what the time horizons are of those different goals, and that will tell you really how to allocate your assets. But in the short term here, we see that the U.S. economy, you look at some of the data that has come in recently on fourth quarter GDP, on employment, unemployment rate, the headline number anyway, at 5%, there is still a overhang of a very low participation rate. But wages have started to tick up a little bit, but that has been absent for a long time. So all the signs point to a U.S. economy that is clawing its way forward ever so slowly. You know, if the U.S. economy, if the recovery went to a cocktail party and recoveries of years past were there, we'd be hanging our head in shame sitting in the corner because this recovery is really, really lackluster. But if at that same cocktail party all the other economies of the rest of the world were there and all of their recoveries
were there.
We'd be the center of attention. We'd be the life of the party. So we think that the U.S. economy is still clawing. The economic data doesn't suggest that we're on the verge of a recession, and therefore a bear market is probably not in the offing right now. So we would look at this as an opportunity to reestablish positions in the U.S. equity market, which we still think will be very positive over the intermediate and longer term. We're not rushing to do that today because the markets are still very volatile, but it's the thinking that people should be getting their heads around that, you know what, this is not a catastrophe. Prices have, the market's on sale, and let's go shopping while the market's on sale and start investing in the U.S. market. That's so one thing that we would
You're the expert. Your firm have tremendous wealth and knowledge of this. I, for what it's worth, people ask me, and I say, go to someone like Blue Prairie Group or someone else who can advise you. But I'm actually standing pat, as you say, making certain changes within the portfolio where there's a buying opportunity where perhaps you want to reallocate money. One could certainly be in commodities, knowing how low gold is, hovering side under 1,100, that it just seems that it will go up. But, one of the dangers here is all the information we have, Gary, is in a sense contradictory. Now I'm playing devil's advocate here. The unemployment rate of 5% is baloney. It's more like 15 or 20%. You got 94 million people walking around looking for work. You got people who have left the labor force not looking for jobs. And people who are on jobs are part-time, defined as full-time. We've got people who are dropping out in excess of $200,000 a month. That's not reported. And it's the Congressional Budget Office that reports these numbers. So how do you reconcile the fact that you can have a more optimistic perspective by saying, you know, when someone says to me the unemployment rate is 5%, I just walk away from them because I don't even want to engage in the discussion. But how do you reconcile the fact, whether it's 5% or 15%, with other factors coming in, and we'll discuss those, how people should react?
And I think your point is right on, which is why we were very careful when we, you know, when I said that it was the headline unemployment number, because you're absolutely right. That number does not, it's a metric, it's a good metric to use, but it does not tell the whole story by a long shot. There's issues of participation rate, which are at, you know, near multi-decade lows. You have issues of wage stagnation. You have issues of underutilization, people taking jobs that are beneath their skill set, if you will, because they need to work. People who
We're going to come back. Well, I can tell you one of the frustrations of doing this interview, we should have a two-hour discussion, but we'll come back with Gary Silverman of the Blue Prairie Group right after these messages. BluePrairieGroup.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit guitarcenter.com for details.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler, one call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. save money. Call right now, 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Congressman Barney Frank, and I just want to report that I had one of the best interviews I've ever had with Stu Taylor on his very informative and entertaining show.
All right, we are back. This is a company I'm not here to tell you to sign up with any company, but all I'm asking you to do, this is my only request, because I feel I want to perform a service to my listeners. All I'm asking you to do is to go to BluePrairieGroup.com, a Chicago-based fee-only investment advisory firm with an outstanding reputation. Correct me, Gary Silverman, CEO and co-founder of this. I think I remember recently reading an article that you, is this accurate, that you're one of the top boutique firms anywhere in investment? Is that accurate?
It is, depending upon how you define that. But we were recently named as one of the top independent wealth management registered investment advisory firms in the nation. So that is true.
All right. I did want to mention that. If I haven't mentioned it in the past, it's quite a compliment. Go to BluePrairieGroup.com. I want to get back to the economy here. And look at the real indicators. You know, GDP is generally the biggest indicator of where we are. But let's look at the Fed and the fact that they raised it a quarter of a point. Here we are. We're worried about China. We're worried about the devaluation of the dollar. We're worried about our huge debt. What do you think? How responsible is the Fed? And I know the real problems here are oil and China. And you can cover those, too. But I don't want to get everything out in one question, or this may be my last radio show. They'll throw me out. Fed action and interest rates going up at a quarter of a point, a plus or a minus. I'm guessing as long as they don't rapidly increase these rates, we may be okay because they're generally factored into the equation.
Spot on, Stu. The futures market in treasuries and in fixed income market have anticipated this for quite some time and it priced it in already. So it doesn't have a hugely negative effect on the bond market and the Fed. This is probably the most important point about what's going on with the Fed. The Fed, when they raise their rate, it's only at the very short end of the curve. So you can have, you know, debt that's outstanding for overnight rates or you know, 30 days, 90 days, or 30 years. So the Fed, when they make their actions, when they take action, it's only affecting the very, very, very short end of the curve. And everything else beyond that can be affected somewhat, but the further out you go, intermediate-term bonds, long-term bonds, really affected by supply and demand in the market and what the buyers and sellers of that fixed income think is going to happen in the future with inflation and real rates and things like that. So what's going on is we're seeing what's called a flattening of the yield curve. Rates are going up on the short end, but not nearly as much on the long end. And so people shouldn't assume that just because the Fed's raising rate that the bond market is going to implode. And if the Fed continues to go down the path that they have announced that they're going down, which is lower for longer, keeping rates low, increasing them very slowly over time. The effect on the bond market, though negative, won't be really terrible, particularly not if you have a diversified portfolio, intermediate-term bonds. Over the two-year horizon, you should be just fine. And importantly, we still think high-quality fixed income is the best protection that you can put in your portfolio against market volatility like we're having right now.
All right. Let me jump back to market volatility. We all know about these oil prices, crude oil under $30 a barrel. Demand has decreased. Supply has increased, a lot of it because of fracking. I mean, it's absolutely fabulous, contrary to what the administration says in terms of advancing into what has so far been a failed venture. But we should still continue to find better ways to do things. Oil at the pump, it's great. You know, what did I fill my tank up with the other day? It cost me, 20 cents to fill up my – I'm kidding. But gas prices are so low. It's an advantage. But crude oil is also low, and that's really a disadvantage. You know, it's almost like when you look at the market, Gary, good news means bad news. Bad news means good news.
Absolutely. And I think it's important, Sue, and you just touched on this in your lead-up to the question – yeah, there's a difference between the market and the market impact of what's going on with oil and the economic impact. The oil price have come down. That's largely due to supply issues. Demand has slowed, but actually not as much as people think. Global demand for oil actually ticked up about 1% last year, which is very low, but it's still in line with trend and positive. But the supply completely overshadowed it, both from the fracking revolution in the U.S., which is nothing short of amazing. Saudi Arabia, to protect their market share, has increased production. And, of course, Iran, with the ending of sanctions, is now bringing their oil back online, or at least more of it legally, outside of the black market channels where oil had been coming from Iran. But so there's a lot more oil coming there. So there's a real oversupply, which has pushed the price down well below what most experts thought, well below what we thought, and we don't consider ourselves oil experts. And that's having a hugely negative effect on the oil and energy sector in the stock market, and that's, 10%-ish of the S&P 500. So those earnings are really being hurt, and that hurts the market. It certainly hurts some regions in the country, North Dakota, Oklahoma, local economies are being hurt. But actually, low oil is a good thing for most other industries and certainly for the consumer, and the consumer can certainly use a break. So the price at the pump is actually going to continue to come down even further, and that's going to be a net benefit for the economy, even though from the market perspective, it's a big negative because the earnings for that component of the S&P 500 have absolutely cratered. So yeah. It's a double-edged sword.
Former Clinton administration Secretary of Energy Liu at the time was pushing along with Obama for $9 a gallon gas. It's just unbelievable. Let's go to China. I mean, figuratively, not literally. And the impact mm-hmm. and the importance of our relationship with China in terms of the dollar and trading and China doing less, they are unable to sustain the growth that they've had. And that kind of relate that to the overall overseas economy, which is in a way comforting for me because our internal infrastructure isn't breaking down here. We're looking mostly, I think, at world conditions.
Sure. China's just released their...
Oh, boy, you got about 20 seconds.
Yeah. So China's having a major slowdown, but they're still growing at 6.5%+, 6.8% in the last quarter. So that's going to have, a big market impact. But the impact on the U.S., our exposure to them, about 1% of GDP. So in the real economy, not that big an exposure. From a market psychology perspective, it's huge.
All right. I'm so sorry I have to cut you off. We're going to have you back. And, of course, we look forward to your next regular appearance the third Wednesday of every month. Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group. I want to thank everyone for listening. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,